I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Now, to get between Dallas and Houston, it's an often bogged-down Interstate 45. The 240-mile trip can sometimes take 5 hours. Amtrak wants a bullet train to do it in 90 minutes, but that project's been stalled. Amtrak says Dallas-Houston could be running within a decade if there's money. KERA's Pablo Arauz-Pena has more.
During the recent Southwestern Rail Conference near Dallas, Andy Byford says he's hoping for a rail revolution.
It's not just me, we want to bring high-speed rail to the U.S.
Byford is a vice president at Amtrak.
It is a system that is safely used in most, just about every other developed country of the world, except for the U.S.
The idea for a Dallas to Houston bullet train has been thrown around for years. But last year, Amtrak took the lead on the project when it announced a partnership with Texas Central. That's the private company that has been developing the project.
I really do think it's viable. I think it is the most compelling city pairing in the U.S.
But high-speed rail is big talk in a state ruled by cars and trucks. And some are skeptical that the bullet train will ever get built. Like David Peter Allen, editor for the trade magazine Railway Age.
I don't think the political will exists in this country to pay for it.
Pay for a project that could cost upwards of $30 billion. Amtrak says it's looking at equity, federal dollars, and private money to fund the project. It'll also have to work with landowners in rural Texas who oppose the project. Some don't want a bullet train in their backyard. Still, support for the project is growing. Last December, the Federal Rail Administration gave it a boost with a $500,000 grant to study the scope of the project. Amit Bose says the FRA is behind it in part because Texas is booming.
We cannot overlook how big of a state that Texas obviously is and how much growth is happening here.
That's why Byford at Amtrak says the time is now to start building for better transportation options.
The alternative is to condemn Americans to ever more crowded interstates, to condemn taxpayers to just paying for ever-widening of highways.
And Byford predicts that if Amtrak can pull off building the Texas line, it'll kickstart even more rail projects across the country. In Dallas, I'm Pablo Arauz-Pena for Marketplace.